Among the fine print on the papers that you get or receive from your bank when you sign up for a new checking account, for example, is the minimum required daily balance. You may never notice it. You may not know what your minimum daily balance is. And it turns out the banks may not know what your minimum balance is either, which raises the question of why do you pay that fee if they don't know?
Well, they think they know.
Yes.
They say they know.
That's right. Well, we're going to talk
what
about that.
What constitutes knowing?
And explain. Exactly. What definition of no are you using? We want to get your stories about your banking experiences.
But the fees are frustrating. I mean, closing costs always to me are insane. There's like somebody in the room. Hey, why does that guy get a $700 check?
Yeah, this guy you've never seen before. Some guy comes out of some other room just to
PMI,
take a check from you.
Mortgage insurance fees that you have to actually call and scream and yell to get removed.
It does feel like you have your checkbook out and you're just continually writing checks to
day-to-day
strangers.
Day-to-day banking is becoming more and
some
more like that.
Some guy comes in off the
sure.
street. And says, oh, and $250 for me. Fine print, though. We're going to be talking a little bit about fine print. We'll explain the minimum daily balance thing in a minute, but we want to get your stories about fine print. Have you ever missed it, and has it ever cost you or caused a problem at your bank? I mean, this happens to people all the time. I don't know if it's happened to you, John, but it's definitely happened to me. We want to get your stories at 8778-MYTAKE, or you can post at thetakeaway.org. In the meantime, here's some more fine print for you, the news stories that we're following at 31 minutes after the hour. Mitt Romney taking no chances the day before Floridians head to their primary polls. The former Massachusetts governor begins the day in Jacksonville. He'll then head south to Tampa and then end the day in the central city of the Villages. His closest rival, Newt Gingrich, is also crisscrossing the state trying to drum up last-minute support, but recent polls give Romney a pretty comfortable lead. It has happened again in Iraq. Millions of American dollars missing. An audit by the Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction can't account for more than $96 million in funds. Pentagon officials also can't find documents explaining how they spent $1.7 billion from funds that were held on behalf of the Iraqi government by the New York Federal Reserve. And investigators are looking into what caused a deadly pileup on a stretch of Interstate 75 in Florida. 10 people were killed when cars and trucks slammed into each other, but just before sunrise on Sunday, south of Gainesville. That happened early Sunday morning, as I said. Authorities say that stretch of road had previously been closed because of fog and heavy smoke coming from a nearby brush fire. Let's check the markets. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow will start at 12,660. The S&P at 1,316. The NASDAQ at 2,816. We want to get your thoughts, not just about fine print, but especially if you have a banking story. Reach us by phone, email, or at facebook.com/thetakeaway.
In the digital age, gaming is experiencing a golden age. A renaissance of virtual worlds, spectacular graphics, realistic sound, and simulations you can simply enter at will, leaving the real world behind. And that's fine for gaming, maybe not so much for banking. As more and more of our financial transactions migrate online, our financial identity suddenly becomes a virtual world, and figuring out what's going on, akin to trying to attain a new level in, say, Halo. No, virtual combat is not a comforting metaphor for online banking. But take the idea of free checking. It's supposed to be a feature offered to customers who simply maintain a minimum balance. Sounds simple. Turns out that the difficulty of knowing whether you have kept that average minimum balance is costing consumers millions of dollars in fees, and maybe why the number of actually free checking accounts has dropped precipitously. Joining us now is Ron Lieber, personal finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, who wrote about this issue in his last column, Your Money. Ron, welcome to the program.
Good to be back.
So how much latitude in these online transactions do banks have in calculating something like what is an average minimum balance?
Oh, more than you might think. We asked the folks at findabetterbank.com, which is sort of a shopping site for people who are looking for new checking accounts, to look at, you know, all the different ways that this fee or this calculation can be done. They found 20 ways just in their first sort of cursory look, and there are at least three or four different ways that this, you know, average minimum balance is calculated just in the mainstream. Forget the outliers for a sec.
And if you were sitting at a desk with a bank employee talking about this, say, in the old days when free checking actually was a marketing tool, it would be a much more straightforward thing. But online, this is an utterly unregulated domain.
Right. I mean, they can more or less do it any way they want to. There are no rules about, where the minimums have to be set or if there are minimums or how high they can go. It's a marketplace here. And, that's probably as it should be. But the tricky thing here is that when people do the math in different ways, and sometimes, you can't figure out how they do the math from their disclosures or even from the footnotes, then it starts to get a little complicated. So you need to know which questions to ask.
So literally, you can go to your checking account, and if you're a very sort of precise math-oriented individual, and attempt to come up with the numbers that they came up with on things like average minimum balance, and you can't do it.
It's hard, but let's make sure we make the right distinctions here, right? A number of banks do it very simply. They say if you fall below $500 or fall below $1,000, whatever it is, at any time during the month, then you will have that $10 monthly fee. So if you just go below it once. Now, sometimes they say if you go below it at all or if you go below it just at the end of the day. That's the simple way. The more complicated way is they take all 31 days of the month. They take all 31 of your average balances on all of those days, and then they add them together, divide by 31, and that's the answer. And they don't do it until the end of the month. So, you can try and keep score all along if you want, but it's not like they're giving you a calculator to do that.
Now, is there any particular methodology that is more lucrative to banks charging these fees? Is there a pattern you've been able to discern here, even though it is a bit inscrutable?
I think that, the banks are making it simple a little more often than they're making it complicated on the average daily balance front. The reason why we decided to write about it, though, was because, of the top, 8 or 10 banks that we looked at least half of them were using the more complicated calculation. And those banks have sort of a disproportionate reach, right? These are big national banks or super regional banks. They've got, hundreds or even thousands of branches. And so, other banks tend to follow their rules, or you just end up with more people in them because they're bigger.
All right, so let's look at some of the numbers here. What is the average minimum that banks, it used to be like you'd keep $100 in your checking account. What is the general threshold minimum that banks go for nowadays based on, say, a few years ago? And how many checking accounts in a percentage term are actually free in online banking or, consumer banking today?
Yeah, the answer to the second question is a little simpler. If you look at the Bankrate.com survey, they saw that, it's under 50% now that are truly free on non-interest-bearing accounts. But again, you have to keep in mind that they are looking at the biggest institutions in the biggest cities.
Right, under 50%, Ron, but what did it used to be?
Oh, it used to be much higher. I think it was, even 2 years ago, it was something like 75%.
Oh, that's enormous.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, though, that credit unions and smaller community banks have not changed the rules quite as much. But again, you may not have access to a credit union. The community bank may be 10 miles from your house. You may not even know it exists. So that's something to keep in mind.
So how much these days do you have to keep in an account typically to avoid a fee versus a few years ago?
Well, it's all over the map, and there are at least 3 or 4 different components to each and every rule. There's no way this would be simple, right, John?
So, of course not.
It could be $300. It could be $500. It could be $10,000. With that $10,000 minimum, you might get more perks, a higher interest rate, crazy charges on ATMs in London or India or whatever. But the other thing to keep in mind here is that, many of these checking accounts with minimums, they will sort of let you off the hook if you have direct deposit or deposit a certain amount in each month. And that's all well and good, but there's all sorts of people who are unemployed, who work in jobs, either as freelancers or in places where, income doesn't come from a regular direct deposit check. And, those people are really at a disadvantage here.
So, Ron Lieber, do you go with me that online combat is not a comforting metaphor for banking, but is it a realistic one?
Well, I don't know. Look, it can be a really tough task to try and put all these banks side by side and figure out which ones make the most sense for you. And if they're not explaining how they're doing the math, or even if they are explaining it, but they're not putting the numbers on the scoreboard until the end of the month, it's a tough task to make sure you're avoiding those $10 monthly fees.
That's why we love you. Ron Lieber, personal finance reporter for our partners, the New York Times, talking about bank fees and average minimum balances and difficult math that banks charge. Tell us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Thank you. Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.